W Mobile.
SKO4CEF.
Sorry about your loss this weekend.
Pat, yesterday was a hard day. It was the funeral.
It was unexpected.
Not really unexpected. I mean, my father-in-law been going downhill, but, I mean, he's been, I don't know, it's been kind of going on for a while, but his last thing he had done, I think he ended up amputating his leg, and he just went downhill fast from there.
Yeah, we knew something was up when, you know, we texted you a couple of times and you didn't respond and didn't hear you on the radio, so we thought we'd check in on you.
Appreciate it. Yesterday was, it was one of them days, it was bad. I was up at 7:30, but it was too late for everybody. But yeah, I was up at 7:30 and then we got started on our day yesterday.
Done that.
Morning, guys. KM4NAP. Sorry to hear about your father-in-law, Andrew.
Appreciate it.
Good morning, Ed.
Okay, it's contacts on this weekend?
I don't know about Ken.
No. Haven't monitored two stations and the Mount Mitchell station popped in. Sorry about that.
Any contacts in the, was it the EU? DX contest?
No, that'd be negative. It was, you know, the conditions weren't very good. I think they got a school club rounded up next 3 or 4 days anyway. And then I might try to make a couple of contacts there.
Yeah, boys want to do that. I doubt it, though.
Contacts last year on the school club thing. And I got two parks out of five. I mean, I could barely hear the other three, not good enough to make contact. That's unusual for me.
Yeah, man, pretty rough. I don't know what it is. Man, y'all, I'm about to pull the trigger one of those MFJ phase things. I just don't know. Y'all had any experience with those?
I'm talking about.
I guess it's a phase array or phase antenna. It takes one receive antenna and you have your transmit antenna, and on the receive, you basically tune it to where you pull in the signals that you're trying to filter out, and then you phase it, and it should drop those signals down while still allowing the other signals to come through. I don't know, I've watched some videos on it. They look like interesting devices, and the theory is, I understand it, you know, you cancel the wavelength out, but I don't really know if they work, but it looks like they do on YouTube.
Practice without all the help.
Got so much, I guess it'd be QRN. There's either somebody's got a grow light or something, and it just, there's just streaks on my waterfall, and it's just a constant noise. It almost sounds like water running, like a high-pitched water running sound, and it just absolutely destroys anything I can hear. I can try to filter it out if the signal's strong enough, like notch it, but it kind of, you know, it moves a little bit, and it drives me crazy.
Fine.
Yes, it's there all the time.
And it, you know, comes and goes, and at different times of the day, and that, I don't know exactly what's causing it.
What you can do is go through the house and flip your breakers one at a time, and that'll help sort of run it down if you don't have anything in the house and you know it's from the outside.
It flipped off the main and run completely off battery, and I still get it. And it's generally on, I mean, I can hear it on some of the other bands, but on 40 meters, it is the absolute loudest. But it's just there all the time, and at night, it just gets deafening. The radio can't hear anything. When I first started, got my general and worked like FT8 on 40, I had no issues. So I don't know, I'm sure somebody bought something, and it's just been downhill since. But that's why I was so bent on getting on 80, because I didn't have it on 80.
Any of your neighbors have that radio controlled burglar alarm system?
Right offhand, I've tried to make a little directional antenna, but when I listen to it on AM, I can't hear it. So I really need a little single sideband antenna, and it'll pick it up because, you know, of course, my radio will. But, like, from AM, you can't hardly hear it. So my directional antenna didn't do all that well picking it up. I made a little loop antenna, but...
You there, Kent?
Yeah, on my side, I, you know, it's a little out of my wheelhouse.
Well, L's website, you know, they have RFI files. It sounds like grow lights, and I've also heard that, you know, aquarium filters can sound that way. Any of those devices can put it off, so I don't know if I'll ever track it down, so I was thinking the next best thing would be try to get one of those little phase arrays and basically just filter it out. You know, you match that signal that's coming in and you phase it out with, I guess, the opposite direction, right, would phase it.
You get those ferrites, only tow wax would work.
It wouldn't hurt to try, anyway.
On Amazon, I got 24, like $6.
Tried that. I've got that on the coax coming in the house. I've got some, I've got a big, I guess, toroid wrapped around the cable. Well, I guess cable's wrapped around it. Going into the radio, I've got one of the noise filters from Polymer, whatever it is, on the, coming out, you know, from the antenna tuner into the radio. I've tried everything at this point. I'm running out of options, and that's the only thing I can think left is spend $150, $200 on those phase things, or track it down.
It's just track it down.
Let me spend money on a maybe.
Yeah. To justify, but I got to figure something out. All right, gentlemen, I got to run into work and get ready for my startup meeting. So y'all have a great day. 7-3s to you, and hopefully we'll catch you on tomorrow morning. Y'all have a good one. KO4CF, and I will be clear.
7-3, Andrew, have a good one. KN4TFW.
And up to Ken.
I didn't do nothing yesterday. Well, I ran to the grocery store on my way home, and tonight I got the trash in the back of the truck and make a dump run since it's kind of on the way home. And that's about it, really.
My dump run yesterday.
Used on Mondays.
On Wednesdays and Sunday.
And it's warm weather.
I am. Nicer, but the truck had been an hour and a half late.
Snow again?
Know what he blames on this time. They put a stop on him in Asheville. So I think that's what's throwing the wrench into the gear work.
You detour over there and then offload, and that's going to cost you.
I'll be somewhere doing something, I reckon.
Safe radio in the truck.
Keep paper delivered then.
Kill you the delivery for it in here and not be able to talk to him because you're too busy, right?
Wait.
I guess it would kill you just to be able to hear him and not be able to talk to him because you were too busy.
About it. I'd wind up getting a big old amp and put in here, and every time I go by, I'd be setting everybody's burglar alarms off.
A frequency specific, or is it just an amp is an amp?
Tune them to the different frequencies, just like you do a radio.
He's got a whole garage full of electronics where he used to be into 11 meters back in the day, and everything had a 1,000-watt amp.
Set up for a CB, I wouldn't try and use it on mine.
Yeah, I tuned down into the 11 meter bands over the weekend just to see what I could hear in it. I bet if 11 meters was working, definitely 10 would be open, right?
But I tried to catch up on 10 and I never did hear anybody.
of them on 10, but there's a lot of activity on 11 meters.
Tuned down that far yet. I guess one reason, I really don't think about it.
I couldn't even understand. They got their own kind of language or something. I couldn't understand anything. What, like they were speaking English?
Speaking on a UFO. I'll get studying again and get my extra class so I can play on all those other frequencies.
I use that spotting network a lot. A lot of stations are just below where we're allowed to go.
Need to go together and take the test. That way we've got moral support.
Get up on it.
Get back at it. I was in the low 80 percentile on the practice test, but I'm not comfortable. I'd probably fail it right now.
Looked at it, but I guess I need to re-sign up for some practice tests to just keep taking the tests and see if I can pass it.
When you get through taking one of those practice tests, you sort of walk off talking to yourself.
Information is stuff that, you know, that doesn't really interest me.
Cool stuff I can do without.
The afternoon on here on this repeater, there was another Morse code identifier coming in, and one of the older hams, Tom, he recognized the code, and it's from a repeater station up in Michigan. Don't know what the deal was with that.
Friday, I would say it would probably be propagation. It'd probably skip.
Long ways then. You're looking at like 800 miles.
I've been thinking, get on CB band and talk and skip. You could talk all the way from here to California. And basically when we're talking to guys out on the West Coast, that's what we're doing. We're talking skip.
You got 2 meters skipping much.
I've heard the station out of Tennessee, and and I've heard the station out of Lower Florida State, I believe it, down in Florence. But that's the only two I've ever heard in 6 years.
Peter, I was sitting there at the, I don't know what exit it is over there north of Florence on 95 where you turn to go to the beach. I was sitting there at a truck stop and I could hear this repeater just like me and you talking.
I understand this repeater's got a pretty big footprint.
I was borrowing my little HD and he was pretty impressed. You know, he heard some people checking in on the net from, you know, Asheville and stuff like that. So, you know, it's got a pretty good little footprint.
That little walkie, he's gonna get the bug bad.
Right, yeah, his wife's the one that brought it up.
Trying to find him a hobby.
Yeah, hobbies.
I was raising grandkids and talking on HF and 2 meters.
The same too.
I go in. First thing I do is I cut the lamp on over the radio. Second thing I do is I kick on the power supply. I let it warm up for a few minutes. By that time, I done got my coffee and walked back over to the big old rig and fired her up.
It takes me a while to get my computer fired up. It's kind of old and slow. KN4 TFW.
Used to be fast until Mama put all that stuff from work on it so she could work from home. Now it's slow as mold. Well, yesterday where Jesus not going to make my base radio anymore.
It's not a good seller.
Sold a ton of them. They just going to revamp it and put another name on it.
A ton of bells and whistles on them, you know. And that, sometimes you don't need all that stuff, but I guess sometimes it's good.
Sometimes they're good, but sometimes they can be a headache, believe me. I've learned that the hard way. Just pushing that FT-101.
At 991, it wasn't, you know, real huge.
Radio lasts me 20 years. That means I done got my money for it. So it's starting to pick up a little bit on me.
Over here today. And that boy, the other day, it was really busy. Don't know why, though.
And it's like that. You wonder, are they coming back from it or going to it? I'm starting to see the little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
For the end of today?
I believe I got probably about 30 more minutes.
Seems like you made up a little bit of time since the truck was late.
Leave me out. I've been walking the dog.
So Carol like going back to work, having to go in.
She don't. She got spoiled sitting there at the dining room table. Working and being able to not have to get up and put all fancy clothes on, combing her hair. She could sit there and just, and if she got tired, she could just go climb in the bed and take a nap.
A lot of people are getting tired of that and saying, man, I'm just going to work like this all the time. I don't believe I'd like it, KN4TFW.
Hello, it's, on up the ladder with Ryobi, and they go into the office once a month for a couple of days for meetings, and other than that, if they have a meeting, they do it on Zoom, and she's gotten spoiled working at home, but they found out they're getting more productivity, out of letting people work from home.
That's out, you know, I guess if the people are happy and the company's making money, then, you know, what else can you say?
That part about it is they just had built that $2.5 million new office complex over on 85.
It looks empty every time you go by it, right? It's like a tax deduction.
Well, ain't got one there. Been burning. She popped up on the phone.
Pretty funny. Bring her a Bojangles biscuit.
She fixed her some of that overnight in the refrigerator oatmeal. That stuff looks gross.
Yeah, I like oatmeal, but I've never tried that kind.
Looks like somebody threw up in a jar and stuck it in the refrigerator.
Doesn't sound very appetizing in the morning.
That meal, but it's going to have honey in it.
Sugar type of guy.
Brown sugar and cinnamon sugar. But I don't know when to quit putting it on. You just finally just taste one or the other and no oatmeal.
Turned on the road to plant, there's not one truck waiting. Man, that's unusual. Usually there's a line of them waiting to get in the gate, waiting on 6:30. But I'll say 73, hope you have a good rest of your day, and maybe the truck will be on time or early tonight. KN4TFW.
Get in safe, don't work too hard, and hopefully catch you in the morning. I don't look for the truck to be early tomorrow because it's Wednesday, because they have to load up a lot more stuff. But 7-3s, have a good one, KM4 and AP Clear.
4HKX Mobile. Good, how you doing, KN4TFW?
Good, Ken, just getting pulled out of the driveway.
I just arrived at work, Give me a minute to check in, and I'll come right back for a minute or two.
Patrick, KM4NAP.
Ed.
Miles Polk.
In Friday night like that.
Called anything about it. I might have to look at that one time.
Website, and that, but it's got a little button to, you need to click it and it'll announce it or it won't announce it.
Ghost, I like to slip in and slip out.
Looking into the net before I was comfortable making the call myself.
For me, usually I just, you know, if I'm happen to be up, I'll check in, you know what I mean, just normal.
That's me now, but, I was playing around with my radio there the other day, and I figured out how to get it into crossband repeat. I know we were talking about that there a couple weeks ago.
I'll help you with, you could use the HT in the house and talk on the truck radio.
Stay in there where it's nice and warm.
I'm going to have to say 73 to you guys and then get on in here and get my party started. So you guys have a good one, and you guys have a safe day, and I look forward to catching you again in the morning. And Patrick, I guess it'll probably be maybe Thursday morning. KN4TFW, clear.
KN73 to you.
This morning, Patrick.
Cherrydale area this morning. All day today, actually.
Bad, then.
It's not too bad. It's usually a pretty good day for me.
$100. That's the name of the game.
Doing pretty good. Trailer's coming along. It's getting put together a little more each week, so it's making things a little easier.
That website and see what kind of stuff they got.
Don't be impressed by the website because it's pretty hard to use sometimes. The search function, just use single word search. If you try to put in an exact, it pulls up everything under the sun but what you're looking for.
My luck. I put in looking for something specific and they give me 9,000 and everything else.
Distributors get frustrated with it just because of that. They were putting in, you know, exactly what they were looking for and it just didn't work for them. The algorithm on the search is just not right.
Need to make the site more customer friendly.
On that, but with COVID going on, the workforce is down, and just like y'all were talking about earlier, you know, working from home, they're having trouble getting people to do their job.
Do it, then guess what? You ain't got one.
You can set a home and draw so much money. That's what people are choosing to do, and you can't find a replacement.
Eventually, you're going to run out. I don't care what. Eventually, the government just ain't going to be able to give it to you.
Unfortunately, people, most of the time now, all they look at the here and now, they don't plan for anything for tomorrow at all.
Truth's there now. I've seen a lot of people, you know, oh, well, I make more money sitting at home. I said, what are you going to do when the money runs out and you can't find a job?
Jobs will always be there, but the problem is most of these business owners and shop owners I deal with, they can't find help, and they're looking at, you know, scaling back because of it.
Federal government for that.
They're to blame, too, but there's more to it. You know, the keyboard, all you want to do is work behind a keyboard mentality has got a lot to do with it also.
I like getting on the computer all that much. The only time I'm on the computer, I'm on QRZ logging something. But other than that, I pretty much stay away from it.
I had two guys lose their jobs this past week because they couldn't show up and work on time because they was up all night playing video games.
Playing out stupid.
Younger generation, I just don't get it. That's the way they think. They'll stay up 3, 4 in the morning and then got to be at work at 8 o'clock. show up at 9:30, 10, expecting, you know, oh, it's okay. And everybody gets tired of it.
Happened but once. I could deal with, you know, them being late one time. But when it happened again, they wouldn't work enough for me any longer.
I'm the same way, but like I said, these shop owners are desperate for help because they can't find anybody, and they try just anything because, you know, if they get one job done, it's one job more done a day than what they were getting done. So, but at some point, it's just not cost-effective anymore.
I was raised up to work. I was raised on a cattle farm, and we worked. You worked from daylight to dark. Sometimes even after dark, and you didn't think twice about it.
Farm, but we done farming, so I was the same thing. You worked until the work was done. You got up early and you went and done it.
Get up, milk cows by hand, and then get ready and go to school. Come back from school, take a quick break from school, get a little snack, and then go back to milking cows and feeding the rest of the livestock. And you didn't have time to get in any trouble.
I was swinging an axe and a go devil for my mom and stepdad. And then my grandparents, I worked on the farm in the summertime, so.
Better man.
Sometimes I feel like it made me a broke down man at this time, too.
Because I used to split wood. My mama cooked with a wood stove. And I'd be out there splitting wood and cutting wood and everything else.
Brace KX for ID. Yeah, I get that, man. It's a lot of work, but I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'd feel better about it.
Go back to those days.
It's taking me a drink of my drink this morning.
I'm headed to Bojangles to get a couple of biscuits and some tea.
Got up, made breakfast. She does pretty much every morning. Sends me out of the house with something to drink. She takes pretty good care of me.
What's up, getting ready for work. If I get there in time for breakfast, she'll fix breakfast. But if I'm running late like I am this morning, I'm on my own.
It's late again this morning.
Fortunately, it was.
I'm out of the gate earlier, that way he can get home to you.
Left Knoxville at 8:30, but now he's got to swing through Asheville and do a drop.
Stay away from Asheville, all I can.
Good.
Be delivering a paper, isn't it? Not a local paper.
Sitting here in line, Cook didn't show up.
Poor HKX. Hey, I'm in my little dead spot, so I'll holler at you when I get through it. KO4 HKX clear.
If I'm not on when you come out of it, you have a good day. 732, and hopefully catch you tomorrow. KM4 and AP clear.
Coming out of Hendersonville, it just drops out. I mean, you can barely hear the tones on the repeater.
I think it pretty much hits everybody.
I think you run that paper route.
Through Thursday, 4 hours. Friday and Saturday, 4.5. And Sunday, it takes 5.
So you do that 7 days a week, right?
7 days a week, 365 days a year. Don't get a day off, don't get a vacation unless you pay somebody to run for you.
The bid on that route, or Is it a job, or how's that work?
A contractor. I contract to run the route, and I get paid by the piece.
Works like the mail route.
I can't complain. I make over six a week.
Pocket money.
That's how I pay for all my ham equipment and stuff.
I'll pay for some pretty nice stuff that way.
Share with the better half. I get her a new car every 3 years.
Take care of them.
Doing it for 14 years. I don't know what I'm going to do by the end of this year. I've talked about hanging it up. Something tells me, nah, you won't be happy sitting at the house doing nothing, so I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
It's time to find something that's not 7 days a week anyway.
7 days a week just about all my life. Even when I was going to college, I worked in a textile plant. I worked 7 days a week.
Yeah, but it'd be nice not to have to be on a schedule on 7 days a week, though. Things I like about this here, Monday through Friday, it's pretty set. But on the weekends, I can come and go as I please, or take my time stocking the truck, you know, or if I don't feel like it one weekend, and the truck's survivable, just let it go.
I don't know. I'm just so used to working 7 days a week, I don't think I'd be happy. I'll either not work at all, or be out here 7 days and run like I'm used to.
I copy that. Like I said, I'm right there with you. Just not on a schedule on the weekends anyway.
Weekend off, I'd be lost. I'd probably never get off the radio.
I see that.
Probably take a break, but I'd be in those contests all the time. That's what the only bad thing about me being off on the weekend. I'd be contesting every time something come up.
This contest goes on.
I hit every one I can. Some of them, like this past weekend, it was so bad there was no way you could get in there and do anything. I got one contact and I had to fight for that one.
Found on Facebook Marketplace that used ham radio equipment this weekend. Found what looks like a couple of decent deals.
My first radio, it was a black face, Tempo 1. Conditions keeping it bad. I might fire her back up because she'll put out 185 watts barefoot.
Sort of get out a good ways.
That will amplify D104 mic. That's what I started with. Of course, it doesn't have a digital readout. You have to look at the dial and tune them in.
If I'd know where to start with any of that, that's, like I said, I'm still new to all this.
Take you long. Besides, you got me, me and Ken and Mike and Tim here to help you out anytime.
Ends one weekend and take you up on that.
Talking about maybe next week getting together on a Friday and go to a restaurant over in Easley. I don't know if your route would be close to, enough for you to come join us or not.
You can make it.
Keep you posted. And our Ken will one, and let you know when and where, and get you in the better half, because better halves go with us, so that way we can see what each other looks like. I look like an old hillbilly and a billy goat, because I got a big old long beard.
That grow out after you got off the force there, right?
Did it grow? I got me a beard when I retired, but I went to get my hair cut back last year, and They told me they couldn't trim my beard, so I said, heck with it. I just let it grow out. But I'm fixing to take some clippers to it.
Stepdad, he's got the long hair and the long, scraggly beard.
That's me.
See how the weed eater whipped up on him one day.
Awful. Well, I'm home. I'm going to go in the house. You have a good one. Be careful and hopefully catch you in the morning. So 7-3-TK-4 and AP will be clear on your final.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you this morning, Ed. 7-3 to you, and I hope you have a good day. KO4 HKX, clear.